Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Dirk Hembroff and Wes Fromm in the studio. We have head coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team with us as we get set to call their game tomorrow night. Women hosting Hillsdale in the quarterfinal matchup of the GLIAC tournament. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Well, talk about, if you could, the Northern Michigan game first before we get into the big postseason.
Okay. I want to congratulate the men's team and Ben and Jordan. I think those are just amazing honors, and it'll be fun. I think we're the only school that has both teams that are hosting the first round, so something that's pretty cool. But I thought the Northern game was fantastic. I thought offensively, I thought we moved the ball really well. I thought we were able to, you know, use every option in our offense that we had. It was fun to watch, you know, the first six possessions. We had five different people score off of six different options. And it was, you know, it makes it very difficult to guard. I thought, like I said, we moved the ball really well, and I thought we finished really well. Came out with a great attitude. I think, you know, Northern Michigan it's a pressure situation in the sense, you know, senior night is such an emotional night for anybody, and to have that at home, and to have it your last game of the season, and, you know, Northern Michigan is right on the bubble as far as getting into the region and how they're going to come out and making sure that, you know, Michigan Tech takes care of what they're doing, you know, what can get us to the next level. And I thought that we were able to do that. I think we've done just a really good job of using that game to propel us into the postseason, because it could have, you know, it can waver. And I thought that, you know, there was a confidence and there was a strength in our team in that game and how we're going to go into, you know, these next couple of weeks.
You finished off the regular season with just the two losses. Coach, and we talked about this a little bit with you, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Do you feel like the Huskies are playing their best basketball now as we go into the postseason, which is what you want?
I think we're coming off an awesome game against Northern Michigan. I think defensively we were sharp. I think we understand that is our power, that is our strength, that is what is going to get us through, especially in the tough games. You know, we had a reality check 2 weeks ago against Northwood, and you know, whether you need it or don't need it, whatever people say, I think it proved again that we can't give up, you know, 90 points and expect to win. I think I think we're in the right mindset, I think we're in the right suit, and I think we are playing very well right now.
Coach, in that game against Northern Michigan, Jillian Ritchie had 22 points. She ended up with the GLIAC Player of the Week for the third time in 4 weeks this season. Talk about, you know, where she's at right now, and she really stepped up as the go-to scorer for you guys down the stretch here?
Without question. She has been absolutely fantastic. And throughout the year, she has been as a leader, and, you know, in the games where you're just not sure how you feel going into it, and she's the one that just kind of puts everybody on her shoulders and finds a way to get things done. But how she's ended this season, the past few weeks, has just been second to none. I mean, she's been reliable. The difference is I think she's comfortable, she's confident, she's taking shots that we want her to take, that she's capable of taking. She's posting up when she should. She's bringing people out when she should. And I think she wants to. I think, you know, she's been so worried about being a great passer and being a great teammate, and I think she realizes now that, you know, her ability to play both inside and out is a huge strength for us, and I think she's taken that responsibility to heart and realized how much of an impact she can have on the team just being confident going to the basket. And what is this? I mean, she's been unbelievable these past couple weeks.
I know we have a little bit difference with the men in terms of, you know, they announced their postseason awards yesterday. The women's awards will not be announced by the conference until tournament banquet on Friday. So that's why we don't have any awards to talk about. But obviously, you know, you've got a very balanced team. What kind of recognition are you expecting for your players?
We do. We're extremely balanced, and I understand, or you have tried to help me understand that there is not going to be, our numbers aren't going to blow anybody out of the water. You know, I want it for our players so that they can be recognized, because I think that they deserve it in a lot of cases. I know that they don't care. I think the success of the team has been the most important thing this entire year. And you can tell that by the way that they move the basketball. You can tell that by the way they shoot the basketball. And that's clear. I want it for them probably more than they want it. But, you know, who knows? It's been our record is good. But, again, you know, 11 points a game is not going to blow anybody out of the water. And that's what, you know, four of our five starters have, with the fifth one, you know, at 10. So I don't know what to expect. I hope that, you know, they get the proper recognition. But I think, again, if they don't, they're going to be fine. And understand that the team wins are the most important thing.
What scares you about Hillsdale, Coach, coming in here?
Well, the fact that, you know, we did a group. I shouldn't say that it scares me, that we did a great job against them last time, but we did a great job against them last time. We've seen two different teams. When we played down there, it's a three-point game with a minute to go. When we played up here, we were up 27 at halftime. You know, we know what we're capable of. We know what we can take away. The thing about it is March is called madness for a reason, and ones, eights upset ones, and that happens all the time. That's why it's such a crazy month. That's why people are so interested in it. But I think that our players are in the right mindset moving forward. I think that they understand what Hillsdale is capable of, but I think that they also understand what we're capable of. And they are very territorial about their home floor, so I expect that they're going to fight until the end to protect it.
Oh, let's go. You, the same question I asked Coach Luke. What makes our team different at this point in the season than when we maybe played Hillsdale the first time down at their place?
I think confidence is a huge part of it. I think, you know, we've gone through so many games this year where every game has mattered, and it has been that way specifically for every game throughout this entire year. And sometimes that's just how it is, and they've played with a lot of that, I don't want to say pressure, but a lot of that just way to, that's how they've approached every game. Like, this is very important, this is very important. Now they understand it. I think there's a calm about it. I think that they're starting to expect some more from themselves. I think we obviously move the basketball a lot better. I think we trust each other a lot more. To go through the duration of a game, and like I said, I just think our expectations for each other are a lot higher, and I think they hold themselves more accountable.
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere. As we were talking with Coach Kevin Luke, we can't wait to just have the crowd there and the buzzing for these two teams that, you know, Wes and I were joking around a little bit earlier. I don't know if you heard, but it's sad, but we almost, I think the people and even us sometimes take you guys for granted how good these teams are every year. You know, oh, they're home again for the playoffs, and I think people got to snap out of that and realize how good we have it here and how lucky we are, and make sure we get out and support these two teams. 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the men. Coach Kim Cameron, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck tomorrow night, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after these.